numbers. But I will confirm.
We're now on agenda item 2, that is PR 2023-009498, SD 2024-00096. It's a request for a preliminary or a final plat submitted by CSI Cartesian Surveys Inc. as agent for LOE Investments LLC. They request the aforementioned actions for all or a portion of lots 4 through 6 Franciscan Acres, which is zoned MXM and located at 2407 Commercial Street Northeast. Between Manal Boulevard and Prospect Avenue, the property contains approximately 0.5274 acres. Do we have a representative of the applicant team here today?
Yes, good morning. This is Ryan Mulhall with Cartesian Surveys, Inc. Address PO Box 44414, Rio Ranch, New Mexico, 87174, serving as agent.
Thank you, sir. Please raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury that your testimony today will be true?
I do swear.
Thank you. Go ahead, if you please present this matter.
Certainly. So we have 3 existing lots. We're looking to consolidate into one. Purpose for that is there's an existing commercial building that our client's looking to kind of renovate. So the building's to remain and just kind of get improved and touched up internally. And so to do that and go through the permitting process, we got to get rid of those 2 internal lot lines. Other than that, there's no proposed changes. There's no requested easements, no vacations, anything like that. Just a straightforward consolidation of the lots. And with that, we await comment. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you very much. Before going to the DFT for comment, we'll ask if there's any members of the public at this time who'd like to address this item. Again, this is agenda item 2. If you're a member of the public and would wish to comment on this, please raise your hand. I'm scrolling through the participant list on Zoom and I don't see anyone indicating they'd like to speak. Again, please raise your hand to provide public comment on agenda item 2. Last call for public comment on agenda item 2. Okay, Mr. Mulhall, it doesn't appear that there's any public comment. We'll go ahead and proceed to the DFT specialty members for their comments, beginning with the Water Authority, Mr. Gutierrez.
Yeah, this is David at the Water Authority. I have no objections to the plat. If there's any redevelopment that requires increase in demands for anything, please request an availability statement online. I've provided the link for you. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Let's see. Next would be code enforcement. Mr. Boylan.
Yes, Mr. Hearing Officer. This is Jacob Boylan speaking on behalf of code enforcement. Code enforcement has no comments and no objections.
Thank you, sir. Next is Parks and Recreation. Ms. Strange.
Hello. This is Bonnie Strange with Parks and Recreation. Parks and Recreation has no objections to the requested action. Please note that any future development on the site more than 200 square feet may require a landscaping plan for street frontage trees per IDO 5-6D. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's see, next is hydrology, Mr. Chen.
Tiquan Chen, hydrology. Hydrology has no objection for future reminder. A gradient drainage plan may be required for future development. Thank you.
Thank you. Next up is transportation, Ms. Armijo.
Ernest Armijo, transportation. We have no objection. As a reminder, any future development, you would need an approved TCL.
Thank you, sir. And last up is planning. Is this Ms. Olick?
Yes. Hello, this is Hannah Olick with planning. I first wanted to confirm with the applicant if any infrastructure improvement is going to happen on the site with this application.
This is Ryan Mulhall with Cartesian Surveys. No, we have no intended changes for infrastructure or anything. It's, you know, an existing building, and there's not really a major change to any of the usage or anything. So thank you.
Okay, thank you so much. Planning has no objections. I just want to point out that this property is located within sensitive lands area, railroad and spur small area. And so for any future development or redevelopment, Please refer to 52E2 and make sure, because if all the applicable items, all the items under 52E1A applies to this development or redevelopment, this project needs to go to the EPC as a site plan EPC. I have highlighted that in your comments memo. Other than that, project and application numbers must be added to the plat. The date of the DHE approval shall be recorded on the original drawing of the final plat. The DXF file must be approved by the AGIS office. And that concludes my comments.
Thank you. You know, one thing that I noted just from the application materials, it appears that there's a non-conformance with the setback. Ms. Wolfley, I saw you had your hand raised. Go ahead.
Yes, this is Ms. Wolfley. I was going to address that quickly. They are reducing a non-conformity with this plat by eliminating a lot line through a building. There is a the existing building has a non-conforming rear setback. And so I'm going to place in the chat a finding that we would like you to approve, and we will put in the notice of decision. And basically it says that no new building expansion is permitted within the required setbacks, particularly in reference to the rear setback. Or if you want to word it differently, but it's to say that the building that's there now can remain, but any addition to it or new buildings must conform to the setbacks that are in place for that zone district.
Thank you. Mr. Mulhall, did that make sense?
Yes, from all Cartesian surveys. And yeah, that makes sense to us. You know, there's not really much room to do anything back there, but we appreciate the allowance of the nonconformity. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Anything else or any questions from anyone? The applicant? Okay. Thank you all very much for all the submittals and testimony. Having reviewed everything, I hereby approve agenda item 2, which is a PR 2023-009498. And ISD 2024-00096. Because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations with the following conditions. First, make the finding that no new building expansion is permitted within the required setback area, particularly in reference to the rear setback. Further conditions of approval, the project and application numbers must be added to the final plat. The city's AGIS office must approve the DXF file for the final plat. And the date of the DHO approval must be recorded on the final plat. Thank you, everyone. Anything else on this matter? Thank you. Have a good day, everyone.
Thank you.